I came in for a couple plays, but obviously we were predominantly passing the ball.
Right.
And Damon's a better in the pass game, better receiver than I am, so he was definitely a.
So you still could have run.
Yeah, if they needed me to.
When did you start kind of feeling like maybe back in the flow a little bit, back at okay, I'm good, I can go full strength?
I don't know the time during the week, but it felt pretty good all week. Doesn't feel like it's affecting me at all.
You talk about going into Ohio State. It's a place where Iowa hasn't had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Iowa won there last time before the internet was invented. Seriously. So against that, how does this team sort of fight? I mean, how do you fight against, you know, the history of Iowa at Penn State or at Ohio State?
Yeah, you know, great stadium. Great fans there, 100,000 plus. Great team. How many they've won? I don't know how many in a row now.
18.
Yeah, so they've run that many in a row. Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, we have to worry about us, worry about executing, and see where that takes us.
Is that hard to do? Keep, you know, worrying about us.
Yeah, I think that's how you have to do it every week. Every week, you just have to worry about you, worry about executing, worry about playing your best. And then hopefully that's good enough on Saturday.
Do you worry about anyone being intimidated, maybe the younger players? Or is that a word that you guys don't like even?
No, we don't like using that word. You know, you can't be. If you can't be beat before you start playing, and I think everyone on this team knows that.
How do you feel this bye week helped you guys out?
Yeah, you know, we've definitely improved. Had some good practices, good conditioning. Everyone's refocused. Got to watch some extra film. And it's definitely been a productive bye week.
The ankle holding up for you then?
Yeah, definitely. It's a foot, not ankle. But yeah,
foot,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's good. Yeah, but yeah, foot's way better than ankle.
So in a way, is Michigan State's defense good preparation for Ohio State's because they're pretty similar against the run?
Yeah, definitely. They both have Michigan State obviously had a great defense. They shut our run down, and hopefully we can get the run game going a little more against Ohio State. We'll see where that takes us.
What's going to be the key to getting that run game going where you guys couldn't against Michigan State?
You know, we just got to try to control the line, just keep fighting no matter what, whether they get us for a two-yard stop. We just got to keep fighting and just keep going, and, you know, hopefully it breaks through.
Would you like to see you guys continue to run the ball later on in the game, even if they're able to shut you down early?
Yeah, definitely. You always want to be able to run the ball, sets up the pass game sets up the run. You just got to feed off each other.
You've seen the film already, and you've talked about what you're going to do. Is this a game where you're going to take more chances or fewer chances than you normally might?
You know, everything's not in yet. It really depends on the game, how the game's going. Just from there, you know, we're just going to play our normal game, play our game so.
Has there been anything that you looked at and said, hey, we're not going to be able to do this. We got to do something different?
I'm not sure about that. You know, we have a lot of things in our playbook to do. So, yeah, not trying to give away any of our playbook or anything like that.
Is it different to have at least an idea of what the game plan is going to be like here entering today as opposed to just finding everything out today?
Yeah, it's definitely, you get a couple extra days to watch film on them. A couple days to prepare on them. So, yeah, it's definitely good to know ahead of time. But, you know, they had the same type of thing. They had a bye week this week too, so there's no advantage either way.